From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Farm Credit Administration received its quarterly report using USDA numbers on the ag economy. Prices for corn and soy producers are projected to strengthen, boosting profit margins, but for livestock producers, profit margins are expected to decline as rising grain prices drive up feed costs and southwest pasture conditions are hit with severe drought. Other uncertainties include rising interest rates, higher fuel costs, ag trade, and the farm bill. If the Trump administration goes ahead with the reported plan to move USDA food assistance programs to a renamed welfare department, it will run against some dated but sage advice. Moving nearly $100 billion in USDA food programs to the Department of Health and Human Services is one of the most ambitious elements of a reorganization plan set for release by the end of July. AgriPulse reports former USDA economist Don Parlberg told President Reagan that if he hoped to reorganize government agencies, he should do it in his first year to lessen resistance and improve opportunities. Continued support for livestock haulers in a House bill to amend electronic logging device and hour of service rules. Florida Representative Ted Yoho and Minnesota's Colin Peterson introduced the bipartisan Transporting Livestock Across America Safely Act. Yoho, a veterinarian, took the lead after another version of the bill got only 11 Senate votes back in May, saying the safe transportation of livestock is essential to feeding America and the act makes the right modifications.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.